Radio has a severe wave problem. As such, it's been on a supervised diet for the last 27 years.
Achtzehn Uhr. Abendjournal.
And now it is time for our first listener complaint. This one comes from a Mrs. Waldheim, who lives in Rattenburg, not far from the Katzenkopf in the Kitzbüheler Alps. Mrs. Waldheim, for the next 9 seconds, Kunstradio belongs to you.
You and your stupid radio programs. I am fed up. Tell me this, you stupid radio worms. Radio interference. Often it is that I am getting the interference. Why is it that the interference is always more interesting than the program itself?
Unthinkable. Unfortunately, during our daring little series of 5 programs...
Albums.
5 albums, there will be an uncontrollable amount of interference. At times, it will prove impossible to know what is intended radio transmission and what is interference. Naturally, the technical staff here at ORF will be working hard to try and keep this interference to an acceptable level. Should the interference become unbearable, the off-radio scientist will replace the transmission with some soothing music. Soothing music.
Put your mind, the reflection sign, you let it shine.
we have reached the point in this radio broadcast where some narrative form is inevitable. After all, what is radio without the spoken narrative word? Nothing really, but a pile of steaming sh. We enter our narrative line at the point where our protagonist, Harmon E. Frazier, has just entered the office of the Resonance Radio Station Director's secretary, whose name is Felicity Oedipus.
Oh, hello, Felicity. How's it hanging?
Oh, it's not hanging well, Mr. E. Frazier. Not well at all.
Not hanging well? Why ever not, Felicity?
What do you think? It's Resonance. Poor Hair Station Director. I've never seen him so worried. Half out of his tiny mind he is.
Hair Station Director of Resonance Radio worried? That doesn't sound like the Hair Station Director I know and obey ruthlessly and without question. What's his problem?
What do you think?
Yeah, if it's to do with that woman's missing underwear at the laundromat, I've already explained to the police...
No, Mr. E. Frazier. It's money.
Money? What money?
Exactly. What money? There is no bleeding money.
You don't mean...
I do mean. Resonance is broke. Bankrupt, kaput. Not even an Albanian euro left in the piggy bank.
Well, that's radio art for you.
Director?
Who are you out there gossiping with when you should be hard at work?
It's Mr. E. Frazier, sir.
That idiot. Well, get rid of him and get your piebald ass in here at once. Some of us have to work for a living.
Yes, sir. At once, sir.
Hello, Hair Station Director.
Who's that?
It's me, Harmon.
How dare you use my intercom without written permission?
Blimey, Felicity, he's in a bit of a mood today, isn't he?
What do you expect? The advent of communication technology has radically reshaped global popular culture since the latter half of the last century.
You what?
It's the same old story. Economic woes, political organisation. They're always being shaped by the dominant communication technologies at any given time.
What is she going on about?
Are you still out there, Miss Oedipus?
Coming right this instant, Herr Director.
You might as well bring that idiot Euphrasia with you as well.
Thank you.